An Indian Supreme Court decision could mean thousands turn to Christ there. A Christian radio station in the U.S. funds an orphanage in Guatemala, and a revival ministry is tackling church attrition among Christian youth. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Gospel for Asia says October 18th is an important date. That's when the Indian Supreme Court will determine whether or not Dalit Christians will receive basic human rights now given to Hindu, Sikh, and Buddhist Dalits. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan is confident.
This is definitely going to happen because there is tremendous pressure from all sides, especially on the left, who are saying this need to be done, and therefore I do not think they can say no to it, especially with the world coming into the picture.
An October 6th conference in Washington, D.C. will bring worldwide attention to these atrocities. Yohannan says thousands will turn to Christ if the Dalits win, and they don't have enough trained leaders.
Every year we are turning away students from our Bible school simply because we don't have the resources to keep them in our center. So there is no lack of Christian workers. We just need to find a way to, you know, help them so we can get the job done.
Meanwhile, in another part of India, Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports that Hindu militants attacked a Christian compound in Bihar state. It's the second time this month that a mob has hit them. Several of the staff were brutally beaten in the attack. Around 100 families and 900 children live in the compound. Teams work to provide a school, a student hostel, an orphanage, and a hospital. Pray for protection of those in the compound as they continue their outreach into the community. You're listening to Mission Network News. For the past 60 years, Mission Aviation Fellowship's USA headquarters has been located in Southern California. But that's going to change by next year as MAF broke ground recently on their new $8.5 million headquarters in Nampa, Idaho. MAF's Dennis Fulton.
Costs for our families coming home from overseas in Southern California was just prohibitive to find housing. High workers' comp, high medical. And so those costs are much more reasonable here in Idaho.
Fulton says the good news is the move will be positive for ministry.
We felt that we were spending too much on the home office, and we're looking at this move probably saving us right around $1 million a year. And that just means that we can do two new programs, you know, every year that we can't do right now.
MAF plans to move in July 2006. Next, it's the beginning of a new road for the boys living in the San Gabriel Boys Home in Guatemala. This summer, WayFM, a sister ministry of Mission Network News, sent a mission team with Buckner Orphan Care International to help revitalize the orphanage. WayFM's general manager, Rich Anderson, says the team came home, but they left their hearts with the boys.
They got together, the 38 people, and wrote letters to all their friends and family, and there was a matching gift involved, and long story short, they raised $45,000, and the boys at San Gabriel should have a well by Christmas.
Buckner's Vice President Mike Duras explains why a project like this opens doors for the hope of Christ.
Those children basically are the throwaways, the kids that have been rejected many times by their parents, by really society itself, and then to have people come down there and show them that unique and special love gives them hope that many of them never have had.
And statistics show that many college students abandon their faith while they're in school. Life Action Revival Ministries knows that maintaining a godly walk in campus culture is hard. They're reaching out to Christian students, offering discipleship to help them reflect their faith in a counterculture. Collegiate Impact is Life Action's response. Teams work to prepare the students for leadership through revival institutes. There, students are taught the practical aspects of campus ministry. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on these and other stories, call our resource line 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage of these and other stories can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. There we offer additional resources like church bulletin inserts, quarterly newsletters, podcasting, and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.